For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is a five-year senior, a transfer out of the University of Minnesota, Stephanie Anderson out of North St. Paul. And Steph, you've been here long enough. You're a senior. Did you ever think your senior year or your career here at Bemidji State would have gone like this?
You know, honestly, no, I didn't. You know, when I was a freshman at the U, the Beavers were always at the bottom of the standings, and I just hoped that I could come here and maybe help the team get to where I know that they could be, because they always played hard my freshman year, and that was the type of team that I wanted to be a part of.
Congratulations. You've done that. Your team is now clinched home ice for the first time ever. You guys keep breaking history here at Bemidji State. Do you just kind of go on, check that off that list and keep checking things off that list?
Yeah, it's nice to, you know, make history, especially your senior year and your junior year when you're upperclassmen. But, you know, we just hope that the teams after us and the girls can continue the legacy and keep making more history.
This last weekend, you played a tough St. Cloud team. Friday didn't quite end the way you wanted. It says a lot about a team when a team ends up with 2 out of 3 points and is upset about that. What was the mindset after that game?
Yeah, I mean, St. Cloud played really well, you know, but we got a couple penalties that kind of hurt us there on Friday night. So we just knew we had to come out differently on Saturday, and that's what we did. You know, going out in the third period on Saturday, we knew we had to put a few in just to get that little comfort in, and we put one home. So that was really nice.
You play alongside Caitlin Tugis and Lauren Miller. Of course, Tugi with 2 of those 3 goals. You had the other of the latter of the 3 goals. You guys win 4-1. Talk about the patience of Caitlin Tugis. She's so fun to watch.
Yeah, she's really fun. She's fun to play with. You know, great teammate, great friend. She can just really move out there. She's a quick skater, and she'll look like she's going to shoot, but she holds on to it for a couple more seconds, and the goalie goes down, and she puts it up top.
Sure is fun to watch. This weekend, you guys have Ohio State, a team that you've been able to beat this year. Of course, last year struggled with. You didn't get a chance to play against Ohio State. How do you prepare for a team that you haven't personally played against?
I mean, I watch them play online, but I mean, I'm just watching video. There's really nothing else I can do other than talk to the girls, you know, what they saw when they played them, but just going to kind of go in with an open mind and see how things roll from there.
It's senior weekend. You guys have clinched home ice. Takes a little bit of the emotions away from this weekend. How much will that help you guys play?
Yeah, I think it's going to help a lot, actually. You know, especially a lot of us seniors. I mean, there's 9 of us, so it's not going to be too many emotions going around knowing that we're going to play at home again for playoffs. So I think that's a really big advantage for us.
You guys find yourselves ranked 7th in the country. Obviously, that's just a popularity contest. The real one is the pairwise rankings. How close do you guys pay attention to it this close to the end of the season?
We're probably looking at it a little more closely now that it's getting down there to the wire, and we know what we need to do. But, you know, we don't really want to look too deeply into it. I mean, we need some other teams to do well, too, and we just got to worry about ourselves to finish out the year strong here.
I know Coach is always talking about just taking care of how you guys play. How much has he helped this team get to where they are?
You know, Coach is great. He plays such a big part in, you know, where we are as a team now, and he won't take any credit for it, but he definitely came in here and, you know, showed us the way and showed us some new patterns to follow, and he's just a great coach.
Of your senior class, there are 4 of you that have been through a lot of adversity. You were a transfer, of course. Teague and Witt both had heart conditions. Witt and Huber had knee issues. You all 4 redshirted for different reasons. How close does that bring you guys, especially, together?
Yeah, it brings us pretty close. I mean, we've been here for so long. I'm the oldest one on the team, and we're just such a close-knit senior class, and we all get along. And it's definitely going to be hard when we leave.
On a side note, for you especially, you came here on different circumstances. You obviously transferred. Your sister had passed away at a very young age. How much strength do you get from your teammates?
Yeah, I get a lot of strength from them. Every game I write my sister's initials on my stick. I know she's there with me every game I play. But, my teammates have supported me throughout, you know, every game, and knowing that it's hard every time I lace up the skates. So they're great.
Steph, we wish you the best. Thanks for being a part of this Beaver team. We've certainly loved having you around. Good luck the rest of the way.
All right, thanks, Kyle.